Should we start with some kind of intro music? You do that. I had somebody for you. We can do some Tupac, but I'll
play one of something a little bit positive.
Play one of your favorites. Let's see. What do they have in the fucking top list for this guy's songs here? Let's try this first. It's your best. It's your favorite.
I'm there like thinking like,
hold on, who's he putting like Tyler the Creator, Jay?
Imagine that.
Imagine going to court with no trap. Lifestyle cruiser blue behind my waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state to a place. Knowledge is total split without the gods. We all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flat. Fashion, design, and clothes. Lacing your foot up with diamond rolls. The people holding dough, no paroles. No rubbers.
No rubbers.
Before, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts.
He's gonna have some mind. Great wishes, eh? Yeah. Imagine going raw with no rubbers. Imagine. One more.
What's happening, brothers and sisters? Welcome to our time.
Weapons and tangles, black star spangled.
Ah! 2000.
King Touch shit, nigga.
Yo, I need an encore, y'all. You should welcome me back. You want a ball till you fall? I can help you with that. You want beef? I can let a slug melt in your hat. Cause I'm a wild barbarian. Too hard, I'm scared.
Too hard, I'm scaring him, son.
You guys, that's your gold, eh? That's your God's favorite, eh?
It's God's son.
God's son? I thought it was God's favorite.
See, that means you're not a Nas fan. Talk
Definitely
to me.
Not.
So what's going on, Gutsy?
What's going on, y'all? A little extra. This is not uncut. This is, I guess, we love hip hop. Just yo, we're allowed to make content. We're allowed to do our own thing. And
Mana chat.
Yeah. We see what was going on this weekend, man. Let's get right to it.
What's good, YouTube?
What's good, YouTube? Back with another one.
You know what? We could play it actually from Rockboy Ninja's video. You know what I'm saying? I seen him talk about it earlier.
Yeah.
Give him a little something, a little love. Let me find it.
Yeah,
here.
Because I don't know. Like, apparently, I'm a hater because I said he wasn't the most influential guy of 2021. I don't know how that's
aimed. Whoa.
Can't even have an opinion nowadays, guys.
God damn. So here he is. I got it right here. He titled it Toronto Weekend Shooting, 8 People Shot, 4 Dead, Toronto or Chicago?
Ooh, still Chicago though.
Ding, 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 ding. What's good, YouTube?
Back with another one.
Before we get into this, make sure you guys hit like,
hit that share, hit that subscribe button.
Make sure you guys go subscribe to the new channel.
Other channels, other
live videos, as well as doing video reactions. So if you're not already tapped in, make sure you guys go tap in right now. Link will be in the description box. But let's get right into it, man.
Let's do it then.
We got to talk about another violent weekend in the city where 8 people got shot and 4 of them died from their injuries, right?
We love hip-hop.
Usually I'll come on here and I'll preach concealed carry to you guys, but I'm actually done, man. I'm tired of it. You guys do whatever you want.
Why is he tired of it now? Videos.
No, we haven't even had a chance to react and
do
anything.
Like, we were gonna get into it. Like, Jesus Christ, right, boy?
Nigga, like, you just asked about this shit like last week. You expect the fucking Trudeau and these niggas to be like, all right, Rockboy said it. Let it be done right now.
He has been saying it for a while though.
Yeah, but like, I don't know if they heard him, fam.
Yeah. He's gotta say it louder. You gotta be on these guys.
That's all I gotta say, man. So man, the first like situation done. Took place at Keele and Eglinton.
I watch my video station.
On Saturday at around 2:30 a.m., police found a 36-year-old man shot inside an apartment unit. He was pronounced deceased at the scene. No suspect information was released. Then the second shooting took place at Jane and Finch, Yorkwoods Gate. At around 12:35 a.m., police responded to a medical call. When police arrived, they found a man lying on the ground, unconscious and not breathing. Paramedics said he was suffering from a gunshot wound and pronounced deceased at the scene. No suspect information was released for that need. Then again at 3:30 p.m., there was another shooting, this time at Western Road and High.
You see, hear the times?
Yeah, the times are crazy.
Bring your mic a little bit closer.
The times are crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to play the rest of it because, like, just like he said, it was a really deadly weekend. The times are crazy. The people that are involved are crazy. Mm-hmm. You're having like 36-year-olds. You're having old taxi drivers.
Yeah.
You're having people in the morning, people on Sunday. Shout out to the, what was it, Hood TV that we were watching the video?
Hood TV 416.
Hood TV 416, where they were speaking about it, even The Wire. Like, The Wire had a code. Yes, it's a TV show, but Baltimore, that guy that ran Baltimore at the time, he really did have a code. Sundays is off limits, fam.
Yeah, the real Avon Barksdale.
Yes.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm gonna be real. I'm a civilian, bro. I got kids. I'm looking at it like, do I want to raise my kids in this? We've had for the last since 2018. You've seen the kids are endangered. You see regular civilians are in danger now. Mm-hmm. I think that's my issue with like what's going on. We know the streets is the streets. We know like that is what it is. That's always going to be what it is.
Yeah.
But when you start taking out civilians, man, regular people that are not involved in the streets, that's where this thing becomes a problem.
That's a fact. What do you think about the concealed carry thing though? Because he's been mentioning it. What do you think about it? I gave my opinion just now, but I'm going to give them again. But what do you think?
I don't even know heavier on it. Is that more for like, I guess civilians are allowed to like get their license and be
like anybody. Like if you don't have a criminal record, you can get a gun license and you can carry it in a concealed manner. So you can't have it like, they have laws in certain states where you can carry an open carry. So you can have like your gun like right on your hip. You can have a holster or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But concealed carry, like you can keep it in your glove compartment. You can keep it certain places, basically.
Maybe. I think maybe that's something that we need to, I don't know if we need to try it. I don't even know if you want to be putting more guns out there.
Yes.
I think that's the issue right now. I think that a lot of people are getting their hands on guns. Guns are more accessible than like weed now. Mm-hmm. You can go find a gun more than you can find a dispense.
That's facts.
You know what I'm saying? I think those are the issues. Also, like, I know a lot of people, it's the same saying over and over, but you got to get these kids into something else, bro. I remember growing up, like, I was watching Walking Dead, and I forgot the song, but all the leaves are brown, and this guy is gay.
Yeah.
Like, I had music class. I was listening to those songs. We were playing trumpet, clarinet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We had basketball. These kids don't have none of that, bro. They don't have no programs, no nothing. I could go to the rec center after school if I wanted to. Like, they have nothing, bro.
Do they have no programs? Like, I know there's less, way less programs, but are kids even engaging in the programs that exist?
They don't have programs. Me, that have two kids at home, they don't have
music. They have no programs.
They don't have music class.
Because I feel like there's a two-way street when it comes to that. I feel like there might have been less participation along the way, because the internet started taking over and becoming like their spare time teachers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where like they're on the gram, they're on Facebook once upon a time, where like it's like, well, we had these activities here, but like the attendance is starting to get low. Like Johnny's not leaving his house.
Yeah, that's a problem too. The phones, everything's becoming an
issue. I don't know.
No, because if I look at it too, like the other day I popped in a live. I see the HK in the live. They were trying to get into the live. Yo, I'm at school.
You're at school, bro.
Why are you even picking up the phone to go on live?
Exactly. So when the school, like when school's done now and there's an after school program, like are all these little guys saying, you know, let's go to the after school program? Or are they like, yo, let me get back on my phone and fucking get back on live. You know, somebody was getting at me. Let me get back in the comments. You know, let me get back on fucking Call of Duty, whatever.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? So they, not to say that they're not taking away programs, because they are.
They are. They definitely are.
But like, I think kids are changing too. I don't think they even want to go outside and even engage in these programs, fam. They're trapped in the matrix, my
But G. Then you do the programs that will help them with that then. Do video game programs. Motherfuckers can make money off of video games now. Start doing video game programs.
Yeah.
Start doing things that are going to engage the kids. A lot of these people are not tapped in. Mm. We can bring it on a music level. We see when artists from Toronto get signed to America. They don't know what the fuck to do with them. It's kind of like the same situation. It's just like, yeah, well, we have this program here for you. You know, we can help you sell records. We just don't know what to do with you as an artist. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's facts.
It's kind of the same. Kind of the same, but a little bit different. But it's like, what? These people just need to get tapped in, bro.
Yeah.
The people that are actually trying to help, they need to be more tapped in. You can't take like a random Joe that don't know who the top rapper is in the city. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can go downstairs and relate to all the youth them. Mm. If I ever go to the building, any of my old blocks, I can go downstairs, talk to the youth them, because I know what they're engaged into.
Yeah.
I know what they like. And I think you need more people, like, not per se me, but just more people in general that are just more tapped into
people,
what's going on.
People who've had experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like, it's even with the jail system, one of the things, like, they don't let people come into the jail system who are convicted felons to come back and speak to the people there. Right? And there's great people who go and speak to them, right? I speak with 40. He goes to the jails. Solitaire, we had a conversation with him on camera talking about how he goes to the jails and stuff.
They need us.
But
they need mans that have been in jail.
Exactly. Because none of these guys have criminal records. So that's why they're able, you know, Tara Muldoon from the FU project. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? None of these people have criminal records. So
you don't really.
They have a green light to go in and talk to people. They get things done and people relate to them. But I think if they were to even be able to bring a few more people with them,
it'd be different. Because one, two mans came into the camp when I was there, but it just wasn't like, you got, oh yeah, well, we don't really know what you've been through because we've never been here. We're just gonna, so then you how are you gonna tell us what to do? How are you gonna show us? Like, we're not listening. Come on,
fam. Yo, just, you know what? That's one thing that, like, even with this, and I'm glad that our voices have grown to where people actually hear us and, like, they'll be like, yo, I seen this thing or I heard you guys talking about it. Like, let us into the jails. Let the We Love Hip Hop crew come into the jail. Like, all of us, PK Herc, yourself, Gucci, we've all had experiences in the street. You know, we've all, you know, some of us have been incarcerated. for extended amounts of time. You know what I'm saying? So we know the ins and outs of, like, the politics of what goes on inside. So I think we'd be able to connect
better
to the people over there way better than, like, not to say that, like I said, not to say that they're not doing great things, but they watch us in jail, fam. Yeah,
it's just a different connection. If you need to, fam, you guys get to be security with us, walk around with us, be behind us. We don't care. Like, it's more, we're trying to help these people. Like, this is why we have the podcast. This is, again, why I say, no, this the rap boy, but why you're so influential. Because what would have happened if I didn't have We Love Hip Hop? I always say that, like, you know, behind the scenes, we have whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I always love this because I don't know what would have happened to me if I didn't have this, bro. I'm looking at this like an opportunity to help others now. I see other podcasts popping up. Yo, Guts can do, yo, we can do that better than Guts. So do it. Like, I ain't hating on no one. And I want everyone in the city to win.
They're looking at you as a blueprint.
But I want everyone to win, bro. Like, more than anything, I want more platforms. I want all this going, I guess, to the next question I got for you. What do we do, fam? Like,
this. Hold on, before your next question, right, and remember and keep it in your mind.
Yeah.
My opinions on the conceal and carry.
Mm.
Right, and check out the new story that I put out as well for the people who are listening. But I don't think that conceal and carry makes sense. I know what Rockboy Ninja wants from it. We'll be able to protect ourselves more.
Mm.
But who? The guy who's walking down the street over here on Queen or whatever. They're not worried about getting shot or shooting somebody. So they're not, like, concerned about having a conceal and carry. It's the people who are in the different situations in the hoods. And not just only in the hood, right? The people who are in the situations in the hoods.
Or just people that interact with the hoods, because you have the taxi driver.
Yeah,
he's that too. Interacting, because this is the problem too. It's not just the hood. If you interact with the hood in any way, you could have been a Uber guy, and you could have got shot.
Yeah.
Because a man was just like, I didn't feel like paying, or I wanted to finesse and the finesse got wrong. Or you know what I'm saying?
No, you're right.
Those are the issues at hand.
Yeah.
Therapy needs to happen.
Yeah. But I don't think conceal and carry is going to
help. Yeah, conceal and carry, I don't think. Because
Jamie walking down the street, she don't give a fuck about, like, it sucks that she doesn't care, but she's not worried about having a conceal and carry because she doesn't care about what's going on in the hood. It's not, you know what I'm saying? So it would be like, what, you're going to have a conceal and carry for people, one, who deal with the hood, and just for people in the hood? Because everybody else ain't going to go running to go get the fucking, go get a burner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think Canadians are like gun happy like that. Like, we're not like, yo, we need our First Amendment rights or Fourth Amendment rights.
Y'all niggas is quick to go fucking go get vaccinated and shit like that. No offense. But it's like, I just feel like, yeah, that's going to the extreme. Yeah, I feel like it's a little extreme. I understand. I do get you. Like, I understand where he's coming from, though. Mm-hmm. I see what he's saying, but it's like, even though it's an issue, it's not, it's becoming an issue where it's branching off the not just a hood problem.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just a hood problem because of the taxi drivers, mm-hmm. because of these guys that, like, the older Caribbean guys that have their little jams or having whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's when it becomes it's a problem in general. Even with the kids, it's been a problem. And I think that's why we need to figure out, like, me being around a lot of, like, the 16, 17, 18-year-olds, I see what the problem is. A lot of y'all is drinking, smoking, getting super fucking smashed to the point where your brains are not functioning. You should not be getting that smashed at that age.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be drinking lean at 15, 16. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be getting, like, to the point where you're throwing up and you're throwing up blood and that's fucking up your brain more than anything.
And then you got a burner on top of that.
And you got a burner? You're not thinking, right? You're not thinking, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? Homie shot my friend. Yo, maybe we should piece it out. No, you're thinking war, red.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that,
especially when you're fucked up.
They need therapy. And I know therapy is not going to fix it. It's not going to be a big thing. But I think the man need to start talking. A lot of men have issues.
Actually, therapy might help a lot.
It might
help a lot more than a lot of people think. It might be like, yo, actually, I've never actually spoken about this to anybody.
Most, like, that's the one thing in the hood that is so, like, taboo.
Mm.
More than, like, sex. More than, like, anything. Why should I talk? Nah, man. It's the man. It's just the way we are. We have to do our thing. We big up to the, sorry, Hood 6 TV.
Hood TV 416.
Hood TV 416. They brought up the Juvie VV. And my boy there.
Whoa, Johnny VV.
Johnny VV.
Yeah. And Rolex
Tommy. Rolex Tommy. I don't know why my brain's not working today. But yeah, they brought up that situation where the man was just like, yo, we don't have nobody to talk to, nothing. So what do? We just smoke, we drink. This is it.
Yeah. You know what? I do understand the therapy problem, though. Because I've done therapy before.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm talking to the therapist, I'm being open with him, but I'm not telling him
everything.
I'm not telling, like, I'm telling him, like, yeah, back in the days, I used to fucking sell drugs and da 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 da, and I've been through some situations, but I'm not telling him about my current situations at the time. Mm-hmm. But this is years ago, right? And, like, I want to tell him, like, yo, I don't know how to deal with the pressure of this and this, and then my customer's calling me, and then, you know what I'm saying? I want to tell him that, like, you're going to fucking go to the police after, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I tell you too much.
You have something on me.
You got something on me now, fam. Like, I know it's supposed to be anonymity, and, like, you're not supposed to say anything, but what if you hear something you don't want to hear, fam? Like, God forbid I had shot somebody or something, and I'm telling my therapist this now. Like, fam, I don't know what to do. I can't sleep at night because I fucking murked this kid. What?
Yo, it's fucked up. But it's like, you might need that, though.
You do, but, like, I can understand the conflict when you're the person who's dealing with these situations to go and talk to somebody who you don't know. Don't get me wrong. I'm a super huge advocate of therapy.
Yeah,
I think everybody needs it. But I could understand, like, that hood nigga who's been done some shit, who really needs to get some shit off his chest. Who are you going to talk to, bro?
You need one of those in the hood, then. You need a hood therapist. That's going to be like, all right, you know what? Even if you shot somebody or you did some really cool shit, I'm not going to expose it. But I need to talk to you. You need those, fam. Because these niggas are really going through shit, fam. Like,
fam,
even
imagine.
Before they're shooting, they're probably thinking, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
I've met people who've killed people. We've all done time and we've met people who murdered people. Some of them talk about how they can't sleep and different things like that. And you know what I'm saying? Like, the shit replays in their brain. They need therapy.
Yeah, they need to talk.
Right?
Yeah.
They're convicted already. So we're talking with each other in the cell or whatever. Da, 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 da. You know what I'm saying? But imagine a guy who's on road who's like, yo, I want to stop doing this, but I haven't been able to express myself to nobody.
I don't want to big up the man because I don't know if he wants this kind of shout out, but there was a man in when we got to the camp. Like, I don't even want to.
Don't shout him out. Just give the story.
But, like, he just had a situation with him where it was just like, he said the same thing. Like, yo, fam, I was so angry. Like, I wish I had people to talk to like this. Like, the way the man them are inside, we need more of that outside. Because as soon as we come outside, we forget everything how we were inside. That's we forget fact. How we were, like, don't get it twisted. Like, jail's fucked up. Like, I don't want to encourage how, it, like, jail is good in any way. Mm. But there's some sense of, yo, you want to do good to get a camp. You want to kind of do good to yeah, get yeah. into blessed places. Why can't it be the same way out here,
you fam? Start figuring out how to do the right thing all yes, of a sudden. Fam.
You start, you really, niggas wake up early. Like, they go to their job. Yeah, I'm going to work. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, we'll be back later. You find do the structure. Gym at 5. Like, but as soon as you come outside, it's like, I don't know if the world's going so fast. There's so many things around you. Yeah. You just get lost, fam.
Yeah,
but it's no. like, these are the same hood niggas that can go to jail, have proper conversations with people, talk proper. But it's like, when they get into that moment, they don't have any training. They don't have anybody to talk to. It's just like that, the red, the same thing Mayu said. He was just like, yo, fam, if I had somebody to talk to before, if my girl wasn't doing a certain way, if my family, like, everybody just thought, yo, you know, I'm working, I'm doing, and as a black man, you know how it is. We're just supposed to do, we're supposed to, but we're then we get looked mad. And yeah, you just need that person to talk to. I'm telling you, the therapy, yeah, I think therapy would definitely help. Instead of this whole, everything else that people are trying to do, have these guys go, actually, when they go to jail, have a therapist talk to them. You have yeah. no choice.
Have especially on, if you've done a murder. On-site therapist, yeah.
If you've done a murder, you should have no choice but to have to talk to somebody.
Well, you get a PO when you're doing fed time. So why not have a PO and a therapist?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because PO's not good enough. We know, that's yeah. just more stress.
Yeah, yeah. No. if you stress. Can, if the city or the government could provide parole officers for all of these different inmates, or you know, delegate a certain amount of inmates per parole officer, do the same for therapists.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Take some of the money that they make and say, let's put it into the therapist that we're going to have into the jails.
Yeah, and you have no choice. Just like the people have no choice but to take certain things. And if you got a murder, you got to talk to somebody, bro.
You
got to
make it part of your PFV fucking thing. If you won't get PFVs, right? Yeah, private family visits. If you don't go through a couple of therapy courses.
Yeah. You have to, like, you even if you want to come out.
Yeah.
You have to, because that's the whole thing about jail too, right? Rehabilitation. Because I see Justin Trudeau talking about, oh, the bail. Bail ain't the issue, my nigga. Don't try and blame this on bail. That ain't the problem. Bail ain't the problem. Because regardless of bail or not, these guys are coming out and still doing it off bail.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're doing it before. Why don't you stop worrying about bail and start worrying about the ones that are getting into it. The ones that are not even there yet, my nigga. Sorry, you're not a nigga. You're a white youth, but you know what I mean.
My youth.
Yeah, my youth. But yeah.
Mr. Bait and Switch.
So, yeah, man. I just thought we had to, I don't know if you got more on this. Like, it's really sticky. I don't like the way the city is going. I know we said, like, fuck, unfortunately, it had to get worse to get better.
Yeah.
But it's like, it just gets scary as, like, you're a civilian, so you're not safe now. Like, I know in general in life, you'll never be safe in general, but it shouldn't be where civilians are being attacked now. Taxi drivers,
yeah,
kids. Like, this is out of control. Like, it really is, guys. Like, I know you guys are going to do your shit. You guys are going to gang bang and do whatever you have to do. That's cool. But keep the fucking innocents away.
Yeah,
keep
no innocence.
Civilians away from that shit. They ain't got nothing to do. They're trying to make money. They're trying to go do the shit the hard way, the corny way for you guys. So keep, like, don't get them involved, bro.
Loud them. Yeah, man. RIP to all the families who lost their loved ones over this weekend. Yeah, man. Condolences. I want to do one more story. Let me just make sure I switch this camera.
Yeah.
Now, before we continue this news story, I want to take a quick second to let you know that the support for this news story that you're seeing right here, News from the Six, is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best men's below-the-waist grooming champions in the world. Manscaped offers precision engineering tools for your family jewels. Manscaped has just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right. The 4.0. Sorry, that's my own echo. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with their exclusive offer for you, 20% off on and free worldwide shipping when you use the code We Love Hip Hop, all correctly spelled We Love Hip Hop, at manscaped.com. Imagine shaving with a sleek, well-designed and optimized trimmer that makes shaving time your favorite time in the bathroom. I'm one of the first people to try the 4.0 and I'm blown away by the performance. The craftsmanship and details on the 4.0 are next level. Trust me, I use this on my family jewels. You know what I mean? I had a little me time in the bathroom. I started using the shaver. And a few days later, you know, every time I go use the washroom or whatever, I'm like, damn, my balls are smooth. I like it. You know what I'm saying? And, the ladies would like it too. So make sure to get your hands on this. You know, Manscaped engineered the ultimate grooming and body trimming by focusing on intelligent, functional, and incredibly comfortable grooming experience. The fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. I now feel safe and confident shaving my boys. Push out. This upgrade trimmer includes a multifunctional on-off switch that can engage a travel lock. It also gives an ability to turn on a 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for more precision shave. Okay, so when you turn on the shaver, there's a light that goes on at the same time so you can see exactly in those little crevices and places, you know, just in case, you know what I'm saying? So that you can see exactly where you're shaving. The lawnmower even allows you to customize your trim through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 to 4. Okay, so now you can get 20% off plus free shipping when you use the code WeLoveHipHop at manscaped.com. WeLoveHipHop at manscaped.com. Make sure to get your hands on one of these. Okay, Christmas time is around the corner. You might want to get one for yourself. You might want to send one for a gift. The ladies who are listening to us in the audience, you might want to send one to your man. Don't even wait for Christmas. Do it now. Do it now so that by the time you get to Christmas time, you got some fresh, clean balls. All right? Manscaped.com. Use the code WeLoveHipHop. They support us. You know what I mean? And if you support them, then you're supporting us. Let's get it popping. Your balls will thank you. Let's go.
My name is Love Chat.
I got one more for you because this is breaking. And, you know, we got to get to it first. We got to get to it first.
Is it breaking even after, like, just... Breakfast
Club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast
Club. Who do you got there, MV?
We got special guests in the building.
Ooh.
Artist by the name of Presser. Welcome, brother.
I can believe it.
For people that don't know who
Presser on the Breakfast Club, fam.
Took in some of it still.
Yeah,
we still got the best Presser interview out there. Act number two.
Yeah. It's you know what? I'm not gonna say that. I'm gonna still say Act is a very close runner for the best Presser interview.
Yo, we got the best Presser interview on Zoom at that. Like, yo, that interview, we got the man to open up. Like, yo, we didn't get as much time as we should have, but we know when he reaches down or if we go over there, we're gonna get a long one. But yeah, we to me, I don't know what it is. Like these he just doesn't feel comfortable getting interviewed.
Did not look comfortable in this interview, fam.
At all.
Sorry.
The comments are shitting on him. Too, yeah, man. Bro.
It's 22 minutes and 34 seconds, bro. Yeah, I'm looking through the comments right now. Clearest thing he said in the whole interview is,
You feel me? He needs to get a You Feel Me t-shirt. Like, just to troll the fans and everybody else, he needs to get a You Feel Me t-shirt.
Everyone has a You Feel Me counter. Post the final number. Oh, my God.
No, the funniest one I seen. Sorry, Press. The funniest one I seen is like, yo, somebody feel him.
Press.
But this is a good look, bro.
Yes.
Like, it's definitely a good look, regardless of if the interview was not your favorite or not. I'm super proud of Presser.
Yeah.
Like, just for Toronto, like, it's just a good fucking look, regardless that we're getting somebody that's not The Weeknd, not Drake, not Tory Lanez, not like an R&B singer that's huge, Division or one of them. This is somebody from the gutter that's made it on one of the biggest urban fucking platform. No,
that's
for
the biggest.
Us,
that's the biggest.
Period.
I'm sorry. That's the biggest.
That's probably the biggest platform for us.
No, because like this
biggest hip hop platform. Period. Bigger than World Star. Bigger.
No, easy.
Breakfast Club is where everyone wants to go.
The thing is with Breakfast Club is that viewership is so large and their listenership that he's already had at least 200,000 people hear him on the radio.
Yes.
Right? But the viewership, like right now, is the 25th while we're recording this, and it's the 25th when it dropped. It's already at 20K.
That's proper.
And it dropped not this morning. It dropped like literally maybe 3 hours ago from when we're filming this right now.
That's crazy.
And it's at 20K. So it'll probably touch, like, because he's Pressa and he's not like well known, he probably will do like 900,000.
Yeah.
800,000.
That's not bad.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe by the next year, it'll be at a mil. That's fucking great, yo.
That's proper.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like, well, maybe not a mil. It maybe touch 800,000, which is excellent. You know what I'm saying? That many people watching you, bro.
That's watching. That's not even like the listening audience.
And that's one place. Remember, that's just their YouTube channel.
Yeah.
There's people who are repurposing the content. Like, I fucking already reposted it on the We Love Hip Hop page.
I don't know if they still, does Breakfast Club still have to deal with like Flo or G98.7 if they're still down here?
I'm not sure. Because
even if they have that, you definitely know that's getting played on the radio. Like, they're definitely running that back. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about it. We're definitely going to promote it. The other platforms have. This is a good look for Pressa.
Yeah.
One thing I will say, I don't know if he can make it possible, just going back to like the interview aspect of it, he needs to get Bun Dog beside him.
Yeah.
Bun Dog needs to be beside Pressa when he does these interviews, fam. It'd just be like, yeah, you feel me? But bro.
You know what? Yeah. Every time you say this, because we talked about this off camera too, it brings me back to the Casper K Money interview. Because K Money was the person who we were interviewing. He was the person who I got in contact with and booked the interview with.
Yeah.
He bought Casper and RK with him.
Okay.
And Casper did most of the talking.
Right? You need those sometimes, man.
Exactly. If he didn't, I don't know if that interview would have been as slapped as much, bro. Casper has some jewels in there, bro.
Yeah, like even when like Pangs and Tutu, like interview loading. But you know,
unlisted.
But one of the two, I'm pretty sure, will talk more, or who knows, they'll both talk. But sometimes you just need that one other person that's on the side there to talk, because sometimes you just don't know what to say. They ask you certain questions that are uncomfortable, and it's like,
yeah, that's where Bun Dog would have jumped in and been like, oh, Jaden Finch.
Bun Dog just knows how to just finesse the questions more. Pressa just seems like, man, I just want to be out here, have fun. I don't want you guys to ask me no motherfucking questions. I know I got to do it, but like, I can't even smoke here. Like, oh, like, God damn.
Because every time I see Pressa, like now that he's blown up, he's always smoking.
Yes.
So he's probably like, yo, I need a spliff right now. Yeah, fam. So bad. Like, yo, fam.
You really can't burn here? Like, I can take a 5-minute smoke break? Yeah, he definitely looks uncomfortable.
Actually, that's cap. Because academics, he's on record saying enough times, on off the record too, that he doesn't like weed smoke. It bothers him, right? So the only time that it was any weed smoke in any of his interviews lately is with Soulja Boy, and they were outside.
They're outside, yeah.
Right? But Pressa wasn't smoking down his fucking studio neither, bro. And they talked and they were great.
But again, I go back to just the relationship. Academics makes you feel a little bit more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why, like, you pay attention to him a little bit more.
All right. So that's a cut in. with Pressa, I think you were saying about the how comfortable he was with ACK, even without smoking.
Yeah. So I think, like, academics just makes people feel more comfortable. He just feels like one of the man, like a regular person.
Facts.
He doesn't feel like he's bigger than anybody. He don't have the flossy change.
Yeah.
And like, he just has a relationship with Press.
And this is Angela Yee. You're looking at her. Like, you're looking right at her now, right? Like, I'm sorry. Like,
oh yeah, because he was on lip service with the...
He was on Zoom.
The Zoom. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Actually, that's true. He's seen Angela Yee before. Maybe that's just me. You know, you're looking... You're like right there. Holy shit.
Like, seen at the BET Awards or something.
Yeah. Well, they were saying in this interview how he's seen Envy a couple of times at the BET Awards because Envy's like, yo, you never talk to me. Anytime you see me, you never talk to me. What's up? Like, why don't you want to talk to me?
Yeah. Right?
But he's saying that like the time that he's seen him there is because he was talking to Coil Ray on the red carpet, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he just played his position. He just fell back. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Envy. So, Pressa was asking Envy that.
No, Envy was telling Pressa, like, every time I see you, you never talk to me.
Oh.
Because Envy be on red carpets and stuff like that, interviewing people, right?
Yeah.
So, like, he's probably seen Pressa like 3-4 times. He said he's seen him 17 times, right? But, like, he probably seen him. He's talking to Coil Ray, He's like, this guy's a rapper and he's not saying nothing. This is even saying, he said this in the interview. He's like, yo, you're not saying nothing, fam. Like, yo, you're a rapper too.
Yeah, right? Promote yourself.
Yeah, but like, I think Presley's like, I don't know if it's a Canadian thing. Like,
it's the Toronto man in him.
Let me just chill back. He's like, you know,
I don't want to do too much.
Yeah.
Like, I'm Toronto. You know how the Toronto guys feel. Like, yo, I don't want to promote. Like, I don't want to feel like I'm being in on. Nah, fam. Let her do her thing. Like, when you guys actually call me first, then yeah, you could talk to me. But since you're calling her, deal with her, fam.
Yeah. What would you do in that situation? You're on the red carpet. Your girl is the one. You're both artists. But they're
get my fucking cloud on. What do you mean? Oh yeah, yeah.
Cause you got that right now.
So yeah, yeah. Oh, we got we got Lizzo, Lizzo and her boo. Who's your boo here? Oh, this is my boo. He's an upcoming podcaster. Got yeah, baby. You know what I'm saying, boo? Yeah, I'm saying. Watch my podcast, Wheel of Hip Hop, 6 views uncut. You know, we out here every week. Yeah, I'm saying, tune in. Lizzo, you know, I didn't want Lizzo on the show. I want to do this on myself, you know what I'm saying? But when I blow up, I'm going to bring her on the show. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to let you finish, girl.
Do your thing, baby. You know, you look good, man. Big up Smiley. I seen Smiley with Lizzo, too.
But yo, by the time you finish saying that, their time limit is already done. They're like, okay, thanks, Lizzo. All
right, thanks, Lizzo.
See you inside.
Like, nigga, don't do that when MTV pulls up, eh?
Like, shut the fuck up, bro.
When MTV comes, just say, hey, I'm gutsy and keep it moving.
Yeah, just walk 2 steps back and let them continue to talk to me.
But no, I'm getting my cloud on. Especially if it's an industry relationship.
No, he said he's still with her.
I know he's still with her, yes, but...
No, because there's been speculation.
Oh, that they've been broken up.
Yeah, because they said they unfollowed each other and all types of... I don't understand how people find out that people unfollow each other, fam. Like, how are you, like checking up on this person daily to see?
Yes, I guess so.
Because you don't get a notification like, yo, they're not following each other. You literally would have to go and look in the person's following.
You're stalkers, bro.
That's crazy.
It is.
Because when this shit happens with anybody, people know right away.
Yeah.
They unfollowed each other. Like, how?
Something happened in 20 minutes ago. Press unfollow Coyle Ray. How did you know 20 minutes ago? Like, what were you doing in your time that knew that you wanted to go see if Pressa was following Coyle Ray or Coyle Ray was following Pressa?
You just every hour or so you just check people's accounts?
Well, you have stans, fam. That's what stans do. They're just there daily. Let me see what Coyle is doing. Let me see if she's still following this guy. And you know what I'm saying?
Sidetrack, no sidetrack. You know that you're not lit when they don't like announce that.
Yeah.
You unfollow each other and nobody fucking announces
it. then you give it to the blogs, you go send it, hey, you know I broke up a thing, right? You didn't see we unfollowed each other? Like, oh, did you? Oh, okay. I was
the time nobody checked you. Nobody sent us anything. Your fan base has been pretty quiet.
We'll send it to Wheeler.
But yeah, man, big up the press, man. I just wanted to add that on because it's a positive thing too, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, that's super good look for press, man.
Yeah, man, I want to see more. Well, actually, I don't know where else he can go from here. He can go to the other places. Yo, Hot 97.
Nah, we're gonna ask him to freestyle and shit.
So I want to see him and Ebro fucking go back and forth. Ebro's not an easy interview. A lot of people don't like Ebro. I'm one of the people who are not on that part of the side. I like Ebro.
Yeah.
Because he's not easy on people, bro.
Here's the thing. I don't think he needs to get interviewed with everybody. I think we've seen like he's got that big interview. I think it's time for him to take his music to the next level. Because it's been almost a year since Attachment has come out. It's going to be that time to drop another one. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got blessed too, because you know I was a man. I was at that point where I was just like, yo, Preston, he's a hit, fam.
Yeah.
He dropped Attachments.
Yeah.
Then he had Koi go on it. So it lasted him for the year.
Yeah.
Very dope. Super dope. What's next though? What's the next move?
Okay. Before we done this, okay. What is the next move? Like, if Pressa was to do a new song that's going to tear down the place. At this point, he's done it by himself. Attachments, okay. Well, Taliban Glizzy.
Yeah.
No disrespect to you.
Yeah.
Salute to you, Taliban Glizzy. You know what I'm saying? You need more love. You know what I'm saying? But like, it was, you know, actually none of his songs have been really solo. Canada Goose was with Tory Lanez.
This is the problem.
Ooh.
This is the problem that Gutsy. You know, Gutsy's mixy, right? And I love Presser. Like, I super dope. I love everything he's doing.
Mm.
But if we're gonna be like the guys like Joe and them and the podcasters that have to put Presser in a higher note with the Drakes and everybody else, he's gotta give us one
by himself.
Okay, he does have to give us one by himself, but he also has to give us a next one.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I was going in a direction of, I was going to ask you, well, who does he need to collaborate to get that next hit maybe? But now when I think about it, most of his hits have been collaborations.
You need a Drake hit, fam.
But maybe,
I understand,
like,
you need...
Yeah, you need a... Yes, you do need a collaboration.
You need the collaboration with the boy.
And the boy is the ultimate stimulus package. I think that goes without saying.
Yeah.
But I think he might need to prove that he can make a hit song without anybody on it.
There you go. That's another one too.
That's not easy, fam.
It's not.
Because to call in the favor and say, you know, let me get the great feature, you're already going to get their fan base.
He does it though. There are some artists that are out there that connect with other artists, and you know that you're cool. French Montana, like, I can't remember him having like a lot of songs by himself.
But he's a French Montana artist. Like, when you start doing that, you get it's become a noun now. You become a French Montana artist.
But then
nobody wants to be that. No disrespect to French Montana.
But he did have French did have one too. Like, I ain't worried about nothing. Didn't have nobody on it. That was a hit.
Yeah, but that's pretty much it, bro. French is the guy. French is Adobo.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that have a bunch of people under their songs.
You pair him with something, it works.
But that's not a bad thing, especially for Toronto artists to have something like that too. We're capping. We're lying to ourselves now. He's had some big hits by himself because Novocaine was a fucking huge. It wasn't international, but that was a big tune though, right? Like,
for that was us. And no, Demiana was big too.
I think even crossed the border, Novocaine kind of slapped.
In UK.
Maybe in the UK.
In the States, they have no idea about that song, fam. I'm telling you.
Well,
the song that they do know about is Canada Goose and Attachments Now. Yeah. Those are what the American audience.
Yeah, for a fact. Yeah.
Attachments, let's say you're just the average, what do you call that? Casual fan.
Mm-hmm.
Attachments was your introduction. And then when you went to a Spotify thing, you seen Canada Goose and you tapped on that too and said, that's fire. Oh, Tory Lanez is on that. I like that.
Yeah.
He doesn't have, and then he has songs with Gigs. He has a bunch of different features. He has mad features.
Yeah, he does.
But he does. And so he has relationships. But that one where people are like, yo, that's just him by himself. Remember Drake? It took a long time for him to get a number one by himself.
Yeah.
But that's important to make you that artist. But Drake has songs where people are listening to him by himself all the time.
Some of his biggest songs are him by himself.
Yeah.
Online Bling.
To be a long-term artist, you need to be able to have some hits by yourself. Because what ends up happening is if you always have to get another feature, then you're always looking to,
for the concerts and shit like that. Yeah.
Not even that. Like, now you need to make another hit. You got to call somebody all the time, bro.
Yeah, that too.
You can't just go to the studio and just, I'll give you another hit.
That doesn't seem like an issue for him. Because it seems like Rowdy Rebel, everybody seems like they want to work with him because he's that
now
guy.
But if you're like, let's say everybody has a super hot process, and then there's times when you're cooling off.
Yeah.
When you're cooling off, your phone doesn't ring as much, people don't answer as much, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now if you're the feature guy, your features start going down. You know what I'm saying? You're not getting as hot as the features before when you were hot, but you need the feature to come back. Right.
The only reason why I have faith in him is because of Taliban Ghilizzy. Because that nigga came out of nowhere and that verse was fire as fuck.
That was fire.
So like, I have faith in Press in the features, but yeah, I hear what you're saying too.
He definitely needs something by himself.
He needs a huge tune by himself.
Yeah, where people are like,
international.
Have you heard
tune.
This song by this Pressa guy? Not Pressa and so and so. Because if he doesn't want to Drake, it's gonna be the Drake song with this new guy from Toronto. It's gonna be like, no, he's already gained his notoriety.
Drake with Coi Leray's boyfriend did a song.
Yeah, like, he's gonna have to work his way past that fucking Drake shadow again. And he's obviously, like, every time people ask him, he's in an interview, they're asking about fucking Drake.
Drake. Ask him about something else. There's so many other artists in fucking Toronto the man work with, bro. And you guys are just jumping to Drake. Oh my God, Drake. We didn't ask the man one Drake question.
That's why he fucks with us. You know what I'm saying? But, like, to be real, and, you know, I think, like, him fucking with us. It's us being real. I think Pressa, if he catches this, if he catches one by himself,
oh, he's
it's a fucking wrap.
He's already gone. He's on different levels. He's in next tax bracket when he does that.
Yeah, yeah. You just catch a billboard one, and it's just only you. You don't even have to share the splits or nothing. Oh, Lee, just you and the producer. It's a wrap, bro.
Then he'll start getting the Calvin Harris's, and then them people start hollering at you after when you get that one, and be like, "Oh, we'll just produce the beat for you." And then DJ Marshmello and all these people and Pressa. Oh, that's when you know
you don't even have to do two verses. Now you just have to show up, do your 8 bars, right? And then fucking collect your check, bro.
That's it.
Yeah, but yeah, man, I think that's all we got, man.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? I think we could wrap it. I guess we could fucking put Pressa on a track to wrap it.
Big up Press, man.
What Pressa got that we can play here off of Spotify here? What pops up in his top thing?
Play Novocaine.
That sucks that it doesn't pop up in his top thing.
Novocaine?
Yeah.
What's in his top five?
Attachments, Canada Goose, Attachments Remix, Canada Goose, Attachments, and then Wasp Gang is
the fourth one.
Yeah. Novocaine Press.
Make sure you guys like, subscribe, comment, Novocaine all these videos.
Instead of just like that.
He got pneumonia, his love is no lover. I'm smoking that me, this that people aroma. I fell in love with the stove and the toaster. I fell in love with my block and it was over. Put a brick, half a brick got me feeling like OJ. Sleeping in my North Face, we come from the North Jane. Ran as I stand in my OJ. Had him on the runway, my shooter shoot 4K. Quality. OT got me seasick. 18-2.